Welcome back. Hi, I haven't talked to you in forever.
Has it been forever? Yeah,
probably. It feels like it has. Like, I know you were gone for a little bit. I have been under the weather with this MS pseudo flare thing that I've been dealing with for like ever, it seems like. And yeah. So, hi.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, the crazy thing is like everything right now is so busy that it doesn't feel like anything is forever. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much.
Like, is it really that busy, or does it just seem that way compared to the last like 2 years?
No, I'm extremely busy between work and some of the extracurriculars I've taken on, which is my fault. Mm. It's
well, we need balance. We all need balance.
Every day there is something. So it was nice to have a vacation.
Nice. Yeah, an actual real vacation.
A real vacation.
Unplugged and checked out.
I didn't answer anyone's text messages. Sorry, guys. I saw people messaging me. I was like, you're funny.
They can wait.
I don't know you this week. Yeah, but that's good.
Well, you responded to me, so that was nice. I feel special.
I responded to you because
I feel special.
Very, very important. I was like, I was probably about 10 miles out in sea, and I was like, I should message Frauded and tell her I'm not gonna fucking be there.
Well, you know, it's okay, because so I was gonna have my friend Adam and Jason from Up and Adam and Down with Jason, who mm-hmm. they do YouTube stuff, right? And they cover like Housewives and all this other stuff too, but they also do 90 Day, and they do it all like YouTube, and they have me on sometimes, and I was going to have them help, and they want to, because they want to come on and help with the show, but they were crazy busy and also going out of town, so they couldn't do it. And I was dealing with like my crazy MS pseudo flare stuff that I was going on, where like my hands was, I had all these tremors and all this pain and all this other stuff happening. So I was like, I really couldn't do it myself anyway. So that's the week we ended up releasing an old episode, which is funny. So the episode that we released was an old Patreon episode from the agency days. It was the visa scams episode, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, which was like, I'm like looking through all the episodes. I'm like, what would be a good one that's evergreen where we're not talking about like a specific show, but would relate to the show? So I released that one. And I think there was a comment, it might've been one of the reviews, which I don't go to the reviews and read, because they're all, you know, mostly people are being assholes. But I was reading it from like one of those emails that we get about the whatever, about the mm-hmm. show. And it said something about like, we should probably not have him on again, because he made like an off-color comment about like all Chinese people looking the same, and he was kind of condescending and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's funny, because he hasn't been on the show for like a year. And so I thought that was amusing. And some people just didn't know. I didn't.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who, yeah. And honestly, there's a lot of people who just listen to the podcast. They don't follow Instagram. They don't know that he's no longer on the show.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I think.
His
humor was something that not everyone found tasteful. So.
Yeah.
That was a flashback episode.
Yeah. So I wanted to put something, on, and I didn't, so I put in the show notes that it was like an old episode from our Patreon, but I didn't put like a audio disclaimer at the beginning of the audio, which I should have done, because not everybody can really read the show notes. They just like, it comes up in their feed and they listen, you know, they don't necessarily read the show notes, which is fine or whatever. But, so yeah, there was that, but a lot of people really liked it. So that was good. Didn't want to have to do that again, you guys, but we will, we have that option if necessary.
We'll just pick one without agency.
Well, you know, the other episode that I was going to put out was, the Hanakawa Hotel Stories one.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Which is funny, because that's the episode he left us in the middle of.
Oh, right.
We were literally in the middle of recording that episode when he basically ghosted us. So you hear him in the first half of the episode, but you don't in the second half of the episode. Because that's the episode he literally texted or sent. He's like, oh, I have to go. Bye. And then like we got that like cryptic text later and that was it.
That's funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So anyway, we haven't talked about the show, The Current, The Other Way very much, but there honestly, there hasn't, I mean, there's been some stuff that's happened, but four episodes worth of stuff happening? No, not really.
This past episode, if you were to watch the one that just came on, on the 11th, I think it was.
Last week.
You would have not had to worry about watching the previous three.
Right.
Because it was so slow. Like there's some small details. Yes. If you're totally into recapping the whole thing just for the lulls. Yeah. Watch it. But if like you want to really know just like the milestones of what's going on, I think this one was good, especially with Sumit and Jenny.
Oh my God. So yeah, let's talk about that.
We could start out with them because sure. I'm not sure. Like, do you think this is really the family astrologer?
Is it the same one? Do you see what I'm logged in as today?
Yeah, you are the family astrologer, but I'm just telling you
what's happening with what to do with them.
I'm just, why didn't they call him sooner?
It just goes to this whole season storyline is fake, right? It's just more because if it was real, we would have had that brought in a lot sooner if it wasn't for the show, right?
I don't know. Like we go through all this waiting. It's not in the stars. I lost my passport. Mm-hmm. My mom wants to see how well you clean the house first. Mm-hmm. And then we called the astrologer and he's just like, back the fuck out of their business, lady. And she just instantly is like, oh, okay. Shed some tears. I love you, Jenny. And I'm not going to bless this, but I guess it's going to happen. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. So my issue was we have to endure 11 billion seasons of this bullshit, right? With them and the family and mom not liking them, which like we've seen this rehashed episode after episode after episode. It's the same episode, you know, one except for, you know, throw in a couple, you know, Hare Krishna episodes, but it's the same story. And then all of a sudden, everything's fine and dandy. Like I had some issues with that, but that's, you know, I have some issues with the whole family Jenny
to
begin with.
We know.
So, yeah. But now, you know, looks like Sumit's, oh, we can't get married right away. We, you know, let's see when, you know, let's hold off. Which I thought was hilarious, but there are rumors that they're already actually married. So if that is in fact true, which I have not seen any evidence of, and I haven't seen any evidence against, I haven't seen any evidence on it, just these rumors, right? If that is in fact true, then what we're seeing right now is like just for storyline, right? To drag us along and make it think like it's never going to happen. And then all of a sudden it happens.
Well, that's their shtick, right? Is that exactly. the slow warm up of Sumit to getting married, because he's a dingbat and totally fucked himself in his last marriage and divorce.
Because he had
Jenny, who's probably going to be like in the airplane line. We're gonna have this like Mercel and.
Anna
type style airport breakdown where he's dragging himself with the trail of tears behind her and then finally fucking marries her in the airport chapel or something like that.
That would be amazing.
That would be a better ending than
you know. I would be here for that. I want to see an airport wedding.
Like I just need to see that again with Mercel. Anna. You're tearing us apart. Some people won't know where that's from, but anyways.
If you don't, you need to go back and watch the Anna and Mercel season.
Oh my god,
that was some fun.
I don't even know. There's not much else. The family talks to Jenny alone, which is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess finally tells Jenny, "I love you." I'm like, wow, it only took a dude saying, "Stop your shit, mom."
So mom is trying some reverse psychology on her, like, oh, on the, you know, like, if I'm not going to bless it, but if I back out, maybe he'll realize.
Maybe if I'm so accepting of it, Jenny would be like, well, shit, I don't want this anymore.
Which, and then so Jenny's like, oh, it was a pleasure having you. No, it wasn't. I mean, I understand line, you know,
that's tongue in cheek of, it's about fucking time you get the fuck out of my house. No, we all know that tone of, it was a pleasure. Like, yeah, go. We've all done it. When you have that one guest that is not leaving by 9, you're like,
leave by 9.
Please get out of my house.
So then, and Sumit and Jenny have their holy festival thing where they throw the colors on, which, you know, looks a lot of fun. Like,
it would be more fun with Nerf guns.
With like paintball, but not actually, not like the hurt, like, paintball, but like
like holly ball. And just, and just like, she could take all her frustrations out on him. She's like, run and just machine gun holy him.
Machine gun. That would probably
look too violent.
Oh, there's the name of the episode right there.
They didn't have enough oof behind that throw. It was like, I want more color splash. Like, I've seen better on color runs.
But you know, it was nice to see the holy. Like, I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah. It's really nice to see it, especially in the bigger places where you see everyone doing it. It's so awesome.
I like the symbology behind it. I like the colors. I like getting all, you know, messy with the colors. I like all of it. I think that was great.
Yeah. If you ever see like a real holy festival of colors, like, mm-hmm. I kid you not, it is just a sea of like neon colors and splashes and clouds of the dust everywhere, and everyone's covered in it. It's that's probably why we didn't do it this year.
Yeah.
But if you ever do see it, it's fucking fantastic to see. So that's why I was like, when they were both on the roof, I was like, oh, it's like a little mini holy. I would bring out the little Nerf gun. I'd be like,
that would be fun.
This year is different, Jenny. And he loads up the Super Soaker.
The Super Soaker.
Let's go.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. So we have them. We got to be coming up to the end of the season. And we're seeing teasers for the new 90 day before the 90 days, I think, is the new season that we're seeing.
Yes.
And while we're on that topic, before we jump back into this season, so I have a Instagram contact who lives in the same county that Mike lives in.
Mike who?
Mike of, let's
Mike
see.
Of the aliens or Mike no. of the wine cellar?
No, neither one. Of the new season. His name is Mike and his...
So many fucking Mikes.
I know. Okay. He's in New York, like Long Island. And I think it's Melissa. Melissa Morales and Mike Berkowitz.
All right.
So I know, so this person has been messaging me with, like, she's friends with him on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And he jumped into one of my lives. I did a Frauded Live a couple weeks ago.
They always do before the season starts because they're excited. I'm like, just you wait.
Yeah. You know, and cast random cast members pop into them. Caesar likes to come in. Danielle comes in. You know, she and I are friends now. And, you know, just like whatever. So he came in. I was like, oh, okay. Well, anyway, he is on Cameo already. Yes. So he's on Cameo, or Memo, whatever. It's, I'm looking at the picture. It's M-E-M-M-O.
That could be a lot of different things. We'll say memo for now. Yeah, memo. No, because there's no double E's. We'll say memo.
Memo. Get a personalized video message from me. And then he posted on his Facebook, when there's a police checkpoint for inspections and the cop asks me if I'm on TLC, 90 Day Fiancé, Rockland County is on the map. Local celebrity. Hashtag stay humble.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hashtag local celebrity.
Oh, no.
God, no.
I love it.
So that's Mike. And there is a picture of Natalie or whatever her name is. Melissa.
I'm like, you're confusing me.
Sorry. She posted a picture on his page. It's dated September 2nd, 2020. And it's a wrist, a brand new wrist tattoo that says Mike. Aww. And it says, I love you.
Ah.
That was one of his Facebook posts. So I would say that they're together.
I would say delete your social media now, Mike.
Or is it Jimena Morales? I don't know. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I think it's Melissa. No. Melissa Morales, Jimena Morales. I'm very confused. Anyway, that's that. Maybe he's seen like identical twins. I don't know.
Oh my God. That needs to be, why don't we have any like 90 day poly editions right now? Like the closest we got was the polygamists, but that wasn't as exciting as it could have been.
The polygamists, that's not even the show.
No, I'm saying it was a different show.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were like, Satan's sister wife?
They're like, wait, we have polygamists on the show. It's like, no, but it would be fun.
No, we've had Satan's sister wife, which is fantastically trashed. That is just amazing. I mean, other than the whole abuser family. I mean, we won't talk about them.
There's always one on every show, though.
Right. So hopefully they get that figured out and we get that show back. And without that family, without the Snowden family, because they're very problematic. Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu. So that's what we have to look forward to so far on before the 90 days. So let's get back to the other way, which is, let's see, where are we at? Alina.
We did Cement and Jenny. We did...
Alina and Steven. Yeah, this couple angers me, and not because of anything Alina did, although it really bothers me that she just is like, okay, that's fine, when he is being really problematic episode after episode. And she's just like, okay. I'll forgive you. And she's not Mormon enough for him. She's not committed enough to Mormonism because she can't commit to like a baptism date, whereas he's like sleeping with like everybody, which, you know, that's kind of the big one, right? Like the big Mormon tenet, which is like, don't drink and don't have premarital sex. And he's doing that left
it's
and a, right.
It's okay if someone else is moving the bed, though. We talked about this.
Oh, did we talk about this on air? I don't know if we've talked about jumping.
I did not dive into that because I'm not knowledgeable enough.
Oh God. Okay. Understand. So for you guys, so this has been going around for quite some time, and I had the unfortunate pleasure of Googling this and learning what this was. And so because I did, you guys have to learn it too. Apparently in Mormonism, there's this concept called soaking. And to get around the no premarital sex rule, this is what people do, is they will insert the penis into the vagina. Maybe we do a trigger warning on this, you guys.
Trigger warning, we're not professionals.
That too.
We're not doctors. What other things can we say? We're not.
Everything I learned about this, I learned from Urban
Social
Dictionary.
Media, right?
Yeah. They insert the penis into the vagina and they just lay there. They don't move because it's the moving. If the person does active moving, that's this having sex part that they can't, excuse me, that they can't do. Right. So just inserting and holding it there and quote unquote soaking, they think is some way to get around it. Although I guess the Mac Daddy Mormon people, like the people high up in charge, have come out and said, no, this is not, this is not okay. God doesn't like this either. So they just do that. They just soak. They just lay there and enjoy that because they can't move. Now the next evolution
it's almost okay. Yeah, keep going.
Is what
I was
going
to say. You've seen Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, when it shakes.
No. When people are not going to get this. When the T-Rex comes by and you have to be completely still.
So basically, well, that leads us great.
You have to imagine that there's a T-Rex outside, and if you move, it's going to get you.
Oh my God. Okay.
I have problems. I know.
So, but if somebody else is moving, it's okay also, because the next evolution of this soaking concept is what is called jump humping. And this is as disturbing as it sounds to me anyway. They do the soaking thing where you insert the penis into the vagina, but neither party moves. But a third party will jump on the bed and make the bed move. Therefore, your penis moves inside the vagina and you get to enjoy the feelings of the movement without you actually being the one to move, so you're not angering God. That's the concept.
Yeah. You know, there's Netflix and chill, and there's this evolved form of the Dutch rudder that is like, that took some fucking thought. Oh. And who gets designated to jump on the bed? Like, hopefully it's not like, yo, brother, can you jump on
well,
the bed?
Well, you know,
like, who I do mean, you call?
Devout Mormons, people who actually follow the tenets, right? They always have a chaperone on their dates or something like that, right? Because they can't be alone or something like that. So maybe, I mean, I would guess devout Mormons wouldn't be soaking and jump humping to begin with, but let's just, I don't know. I'm not a Mormon. I don't know these things. That maybe it's their chaperone from the date.
No.
we're, you know, committed enough to Mormonism that we'll have a chaperone come on the date, but then we're gonna get naked and put your penis in the vagina.
Maybe they have a whole, like, not website, but a place where you could like schedule a jumper to come to your place.
like Tinder for Mormons.
Yeah,
but then what does that third party get out of it? Do they get paid?
They get a show. Go for the fucking show.
Oh my God. You guys, Mormons in Arizona, if you need someone to jump on your bed, Hannah Cobb was volunteering.
Oh no, I can't jump. Shakes the brain too much. They'd get too much of a show.
have to like hold the girls.
They could do the jumping by themselves.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I am dying. You guys, I'm sorry we had to discuss this, but it keeps coming up. So
you just name this episode "We're Fucking Distracted" because everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyways, we're going back to him feeling like she isn't going to go through with the baptism. Mm-hmm. So he's paranoid, right? He's going to propose to her. They're going to get married. And he thinks she's just going to.
He already proposed,
but he's afraid that they're going to go through with everything and she's going to take it back. Right.
Right.
Like, oh, actually, I don't want to get baptized anymore. Oh, I don't want to be. You know, I think that the more pressure you put on someone to convert, the more they're going to resist to it. Like, he's pushing way too fucking hard. Like, maybe give her more information about it. Because right now, her view of Mormonism is him not following it. So, you know, it's kind of like he's not really giving this best representation of his religion that he wants her to devote herself to. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, what's so great about it? It's not strong enough for you to stick by your values. So,
but you want me to stick by mine.
But you want me to like sign away my life and, you know. Anyway, that's my opinion.
He's so problematic to me, the way he gaslights her. And I can't stand him. I can't stand him. And I recently made the comparison. I made the link in my head and then I put it out there on Instagram for everybody else. Is the comparison of him to Andrew and Amira from previous season, where he went to Mexico, trying to get around COVID rules. They were going to meet in Mexico. She's from France. And then she got detained in Mexico and then got put on a plane back to France. Remember this couple? He had the daycare with his mom.
That was hair. Andrew and Amira.
So he reminds me. So Stephen reminds me of Andrew in this like gaslighting, manipulative way.
He's doing it in like a little bitch type of way. Like,
yeah.
Like it feels like he's trying to be manipulative, but he's really failing at like pushing the thumbtack all the way in because she just like berates him before he like gets it. Andrew was like fucking, you know, hammering level. Shit down. He was a professional. He's gone through this a few times. This is our boy here's first rodeo.
But Stephen invokes the Lord. So does that make him worse?
No, because the thing is he's invoking the Lord that he believes in. She's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Right. You have to have the fear of God in you for someone else to be able to make you do something based on that fear.
Okay. Okay. All
right. Right. Like for me, I'd be like, okay, you do you, boo.
So we're going to keep going. Okay. All right. So Andrew is worse than Stephen with a B. Okay. All right.
I'm now good that we've that. Settled that.
Let's talk about something good, which is Kenny and Armando are getting ready for their wedding.
And they're too fucking wholesome.
I know. But they provide the feels, okay? Like
they're like the little bean, the little coffee bean thing at the perfume stand. After you smelled all the fucking raunchy ass perfumes, you just go get a whiff of Kenny and Armando. And you're like, all right, I'm ready for more punishment. Let's go. That's them. It's just like this wholesome little bubble of like, we know their ending is going to be good. We don't have to worry about them. We can keep moving on.
But the path is, you know, filled with feels, because the good thing about this episode was Armando's on the phone with his mom when everybody's in the car on the way to the wedding. And he finds out that his father is coming to the wedding. And that was the big question this season. Right. So that was their big story this week. So there you go. That's really all that happened with them.
Well, there was a little bit of like pseudo trouble in paradise. Like, I think Armando is like just really afraid that Kenny's going to want to go back home.
Oh, right.
I feel like this is, I'm not going to say a manufactured fear, but I think they're focusing on it a little too much.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like they get Kenny to cry on demand about, about being homesick and make that a story. Well,
being homesick is okay. Being homesick means that you had something really good at home, right?
Yeah.
So it's fine to be homesick, and he's going to be homesick, and and Armando's going to have to just deal with the moments that he is homesick.
Right.
I don't know. Go home every now and then. Like, you're not stuck in Mexico forever.
Right.
Right. There are planes and trains and all kinds of other things that you can get home regularly and go visit, have fun, do stuff.
And our borders are now open.
Say what?
With Mexico. Yeah, with Mexico and Canada. It just happened this like a week or two ago.
Like, did Mexico close its border on us? Wasn't there a movie like that? Do you remember that?
No.
It was 20. It was like 20. It was
it's like a post-apocalyptic.
It was an apocalyptic one where like the world was freezing over and they're like, Mexico has closed the borders.
I think this was just COVID related.
It was. There's no mass freeze heading over the East Coast, guys. You guys are fine. We're not going to turn into an ice ball.
Well, but, we might. No, I guess the climate change issue is that we're losing ice.
Yeah, we're melting.
Yeah.
We're melting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it hit like 30 degrees overnight here. And so it's like, oh, winter is coming. Okay, so that was Kenny and Armando. Oh, I also had a thing. Cooper, the Kenny's little grandson, asked them for something, for help, and he said thank you forever. I thought that was the cutest little thing. Anyway, Binny and Ari. This is an interesting one because I don't know who to root for, right? Like, I had the feeling I'm of two minds about that. I don't like Ari seems to be manufacturing problems. So she has an excuse to stay in the United States, make Binny the bad guy and stay in the United States, which seems to be a decision she's already made. She's doing this, let's go live in Kenya thing because it's neutral territory. But she's still like this meeting with him seems to be, I wouldn't say manufacturing drama, but I feel like she's raising it on a level that it like her response isn't proportional. That said, I don't think we're getting the whole story of what's happening with Binny at home. Now, Binny's home alone, his fiance and kid are not there. So of course, let loose. I don't have a problem with that. Go out, have fun. But it seems like she's getting information that shows he's taking it beyond what's sort of appropriate. And that seems kind of muddy. So I don't know for sure, like we don't know as a viewer, how bad his behavior really has been. And if Ari's response is warranted, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's I think that if she wants to make it work,
that's the question. Does she really want to make it work, or does she want to go live in the United States?
My thought process is just so weird right now. If she wants to make it work, she's got to soften up.
Yeah.
It feels like she wants to make it work, but she wants to make him feel like he owes her a fucking lot from doing whatever he did.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm with that. I can see that. Yeah.
So it's not going to make the situation better if she's like a hard ass, sleep on the couch, fuck you, close the door, I'm going to be alone. That's just my opinion. Like, I believe he was probably doing shit he shouldn't have because he's a party animal. And he probably was just like, dude, no wife, no kid, let's go. Was he fucking around with everybody? Maybe not. Was he flirting? Maybe. Does Ari consider flirting cheating? Probably. And so by that definition, he was fucking around, right?
So says the girl who had her ex-husband come and live with them for a couple weeks.
It's such a flip. I'm just like, you were purposely trying to make him like feel jealous because, you know, I'm going to get close with my ex or whatever. Mm-hmm. If he brought his ex into the house, mm-hmm. and was having fun and reminiscing about all the good times, she would lose her shit.
Right.
So I feel like she's just going to have to either forgive and forget and keep going, because she's pulling this whole like, well, I'll just take your kid away from you and we'll figure out when you can see him kind of shit. I was like, and she didn't mention anything about like her, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we'll go through counseling. Maybe we can rekindle this. Maybe we can reestablish the boundaries that I have if I ever leave you at home alone or something like
right.
that. It was all like, about like, I'm taking your kid, I guess. I know this hurts for you. Well, I just didn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm with you on that. And I feel like this idea of let's move to Kenya, which is neutral territory, and start over is a bit like how Alina told Steven to delete social media. Like, the problem is still there. Like, you're trying to put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, right? The underlying behavior is what needs to be addressed, not the outer, you know, the social media. You know, it's Steven's behavior which is problematic, and cutting him off social media isn't gonna, I mean, it may fix that particular symptom. He's not gonna be able to flirt directly with your friend Masha or whatever. But he still is an immature dingbat, right? And the moving to Kenya, I feel, is very similar. Like, it's not going to change his underlying behavior and a belief that when, you know, Ari and the baby go away, he can just do whatever he wants. Like, you know, like that location changes, but the behavior doesn't. So, yeah, that I think that everything what you said is sort of where I come from on the Ari is manipulating the situation in a way that isn't comfortable for me, even though he probably did things that he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, like he wasn't gaining her trust by having a ball. I think for her, she's just like, and this is the thing though, she took their son to get surgery, right? Mm-hmm. And so I guess, you know, on her side, it's super heavy and scary. And maybe his behavior wasn't reflecting a concerned dad that was worried.
Well, and it's immature to shut your phone off so you don't hear from your nagging bitch wife, right? Like, that's not appropriate. I don't ever think
I'm like, that's an appropriate way to handle. That's not going to help the situation. Like,
right.
Turning off the phone isn't going to pacify the nagging.
Right. He's... Well, this is another situation of, okay, well, you know, you knocked up your vacation booty, but you weren't necessarily meant to be a couple, right? Like, that's the situation here. Like, their beliefs about things and, you know, aren't compatible as a couple. And that's okay. But you don't knock up your, this is why you don't knock up your vacation booty.
Right. Well, or
which we see.
Yeah. Or it's just that they didn't get to establish like living together, really knowing each other.
Right.
It's just kind of like, hey, I'm pregnant. Okay, now let me give you an introduction to my world. Oh, I don't like this. Well, deal. You know? Yeah. It's kind of what we have. So I don't know.
Yeah. This is what we have to work with. You know,
and I have a feeling they work out though, just because their social media over the past year.
They're really good at managing their social media in a way that makes us not know what their outcome is.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very vague.
They follow the strictures in the social media policy of their contract to the T. Like, they're really good about it. Like, they should be, you know, TLC, Sharp, if you're listening, whatever.
Use
they're
them
doing
as an example.
Is a good way to manage it so that other people don't know, because they post lots of later grams. They post stuff that like, you don't know if it's current day, you don't know if it's, you know,
right,
past, you don't know. They're really good about that. So, anyway, yeah. So the other, as I heard described, is the boring ones from Columbia. Corey and Evelyn.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
They're not like, boring, but they're trying to flip the switch. Like it sounds like Evelyn like went on a bitch tantrum about how she was portrayed. And now they're like softening her up and making it seem like she's like this victim that has to be won over and Corey's the fuck up. And I'm just like, what is going on here? Like,
yeah, they're just trying to create storyline. I think that's because they really are boring and nobody cares about them. So they're
like, he present these shit flowers that he found on the side of the fucking road
on this second proposal. That's like a fake proposal, which he's done one of these before with like the hot air balloon thing. And it's ridiculous.
Like with the ring that she didn't want to fucking wear. We're right. Forgetting this.
So let's propose again. Let's hire these guys to be in a boat with a sign and just, let's just look at the ocean. That's all I want to do. Look at the ocean. And she's like, why are you so weird? And then they see this, like, why can't he just ask her? Why do you have to make, because you're on a fucking TV show and you need, I don't know. Like, it's so awkward, such secondhand embarrassment and cringe factor with these two. And these two people should not be proposaling each other at all. These two need to get divorced and move the fuck on. But that's just my, I don't know. They're just boring. I don't like them.
They're just trying, I don't know. They invited him back and I'm just like, I don't understand what the point of this is other than to fill a spot with some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And people want new couples and we're going to see most of that in this new season of Before the 90 Days. The one returnee retried we have is Soja Boy. But with another Lisa, but hopefully this Lisa won't be as bitchy as the other Lisa. And hopefully she won't be racist. That'd be a start.
we don't have many many requirements.
Don't be a fucking overt racist. How about that?
Oh my God.
So we'll see how this blonde lady in her 60s from San Diego that fell in love with Soja Boy over social media. We'll see how this plays out.
Like, how else would they fall in love? What is her name? Does she have do we know her name yet? Probably
we know okay. Her name, I just don't have it off the top of my head. I mean, Lisa 2.0, I don't, it doesn't matter. Maybe she'll have all 10 toes, you know, I don't know. Although Lisa had all 10 toes before she went to Nigeria.
Damn.
Then she lost one. Oh God. That kills me every time. For those of you guys not aware, Lisa lost one of her pinky toes. She had an infection. It got worse when she was in Nigeria and she had to get it amputated because the infection was so bad. So she doesn't have a pinky on her left toe, I think, left foot. I don't know. Anyway. So that was the storyline because everybody hated the rest of their storyline. Anyway. But that's real. We've seen pictures of the foot and it's god awful, but I'm sure you can find them on Reddit or something if you really are interested. Yeah. So I think that starts, does that start December or does that start January? Who knows? It doesn't even matter what TLC puts out about
whenever that. This ends, it picks up.
Right. Because there. They change the dates of stuff all the time. So, that'll be coming up next. I'm looking forward to that for the sole reason that it's mostly new people, but also I love Before the 90 Days. I love seeing the Americans go to the other country and just flail because they're all ridiculous and can't understand, you know, that another country might be different than America. And then you get a lot of, but I'm an American. Especially from women, you know, middle-aged women in Muslim countries. You get that a lot. You don't want to abide by it, like Sharia law. So this will be interesting to see. So I'm looking forward to that, especially if, you know, we start getting some more tea on these people. Anyway, so that's that. I think that's all we got. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. If we forgot anybody, sorry, not sorry. Oh, The Single Wife season 2 started or is about to start.
It's about to start. The preview's up on the app right now.
Right. And it'll start.
Right. I forgot all the people that are. I know Stephanie's on there.
Stephanie is on there. Ed, Debbie, Mother Debbie.
That's right. They gave her a makeover.
Right. Jennifer, Jesse, who end up together.
Whatever.
I know. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Ed and Liz. I get a lot of questions about this. Ed and Liz being engaged, they did this big People magazine spread, blah blah blah. Do we really believe them? Personally, I have not seen any evidence one way or the other. I don't dig into Ed. I don't care enough to. But I believe that they're doing this for like the show.
Well, of course.
I don't believe that they're really in love, and you know, if we actually end up seeing them get married, I'd be a little shocked, but not completely surprised about it, because I feel like they're both doing, like, he's sharing the money he's getting, you know, and now she's going to get some, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was the thing at the beginning when he was dating her. I feel like that was that. I think it was you who brought up that. That theory, and I fully subscribe to that. So that's my thought on them, but I don't have any evidence, so don't come at me with that. All right. So I think that's it. Thanks for listening, you guys. We love you.
Bye bye.
What? Oh, okay, bye.
'Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D, and I've had a reduction, and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear, but not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well, and let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.